Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Sims Spotlight brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. I have to say, I have missed Phil. It was two straight weeks. Didn't get a chance to talk to Phil. He joins us during the football season all the way through the Super Bowl Wednesdays at 8 a.m. And we got him here. And then I get to see him in person in about a week from now, next Thursday. He will be at Teller's with Boomer and me, and we will be doing the When Legends Meet, when Boomer and Phil, the legends of the NFL meet at Teller's, and you can go to their website to buy tickets for this event. It'll start at 6:30 on, January 16th, Thursday at Teller's next door, an amazing event space that's going to be a lot of fun. Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Gio. Boomer, good to talk to you guys. And Gio, when we do that next week, I want a chair right next to you.
I've already requested that I'm on the other end of the stage, so we are working on that.
I think I heard you say that. That's just not going to happen. Okay.
I got to tell you, man, it will be a great night. Teller's Next Door is an awesome, awesome, intimate experience event space. They did a great job last year. Bring your appetite, man, because there's lots of food, lots of drinks, and we're going to have lots of fun. And certainly being out in near my hometown, it's a big deal for a lot of people that you're coming.
Well, good. Well, that's nice of you to say. I'm looking forward to it myself. And I woke up this morning, did a few things, said, let me turn it on, see what you guys are talking about. And I thought I was listening to, you know, somebody reading the National Enquirer. Well, this guy's sleeping with her and this. And I was like, what? So yeah. I'm a little behind schedule here. I got to read about all this that's going on. Jason Whitlock.
Yes.
Boomer, did we ever have him on the show on Inside the NFL? Were you there?
I was not there when he was on. Very controversial lightning rod figure,
yes,
in the world of sports for his takes. But, you know, he's separated himself for his takes, and I give him a lot of credit for that. And I think sometimes his takes were probably a little bit too much, especially around 2020, 2019.
Yeah, and Phil, one of his recent takes was that he felt it was going to be too difficult for him to work with Joy Taylor on the same show because she had peanut butter skin and big old hands.
I heard you say that this morning, and he said that, so okay.
Yeah, he said that, yep, that's right. So yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing, I used to watch him a little bit when he first left Fox or whatever, and he went and had his show, because he would interview some, you know, interesting people. But, it was always on the edge, controversial, whatever, so he weighs in on everything, and he's got a great platform, I guess, to do it, so...
Yeah. All right. So Brian Daboll and Joe Shane retained.
Yes.
What'd you make of John Mara and how he explained it to the media and his fans after he made the decision?
Well, I think he was right to the point. He's tired of losing. The fact that, he just wants to see more. And I think the big thing is so much has been written about it and talked about. I think a few weeks ago I finally came and I thought I realized, just listening to everything and reading, that they would be back. So maybe that's the best way. I would think that's the best way to try to get off the good start next year, keeping the same group together. and see what they can do in free agency, and of course, see what they can do in the draft.
You know, we always try to predict the future, and I look at their schedule, their home schedule next year, and every team's going to be different next year. You just never know which team stays healthy, which team doesn't, and teams fall apart in certain points of the year, and if you're lucky enough to catch them, you know, at that point in your schedule, maybe you win a game or two that you may not be expected to win. I really want to know who is going to be their quarterback. And let's say they have their choice of Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward. Somebody asked me to ask you about Jalen Milroe. Are these guys, in your eyes, are they worth a top five draft pick?
Well, you know, it's too early to say. I can't answer that and be honest. I can just say what I've seen so far and watching them. As we judge quarterbacks and we think about all the quarterbacks that have been drafted one or two in the draft right off the top, it's hard to complain against what we've seen going up to that. And you could see that they would transition, you would hope, to the NFL really well. And I would say right now, no, I don't know if I would draft either one with the first or second pick of the draft. And I think we'll find that out. And once this playoff stuff, and I'm going to start doing a little bit of it, watching more of them just to see if it changes my first initial thought, which it usually does. But, you know, I think the Giants, it's going to be get a young quarterback and get a free agent somewhere. I believe they're going to look for two new quarterbacks. You know, I don't know. Will they re-sign Drew Lock? Are you happy enough with what you saw with Drew Lock that he could be the backup to somebody next year?
But the backup to a young quarterback that they draft high and then they start the season with a young quarterback with this team?
Yes.
I don't know. You know, Phil, like if they're 1-7 after 8 weeks, what the hell do you think this is going to be like around here?
Well, it's going to be worse than it was this year. So, yes, I think everybody knows that, and John Mara understands that, and I'm sure he thought a long time about this. And this, I would think, too, it does give them a better chance of reorganizing during the offseason, doing what they need to do in the draft. They're going to have some money to spend to go out and get a few free agents, and hopefully the team would get off to a good start next year and really get some positive vibes going in that building.
Hey, you know Kyle McCord, the quarterback at Syracuse, right?
I do, yes.
Right, all right. So he started out by going to Ohio State and then transferred to Syracuse.
Right.
All right, so a lot of people have called us because locally he's a local kid, he's a Jersey kid and everything else. Your assessment of what kind of player you think he could be at the next level?
Well, listen, that's not – it's. I try to refrain from that a little bit because I've actually been watching him throw and my son's worked with him, and I have too many, many times over the years. And when he was in high school, not as much through college because these kids are always at the school that they go to. I mean, it's around – it's year-round just about. But he's definitely an NFL pocket quarterback. Throws the ball really well, as everybody likes to say, really spins it, can anticipate, play the position like you would expect really a veteran to play in the NFL, Boomer. So the big question about him will be, is there enough mobility to drive him up high in the draft? Or, you know, will that hurt him? Which it could, but the throwing talent is real. And you saw it when he played this year, got a chance to throw the football a lot up in Syracuse. My gosh, a lot's an understatement. But he did a great job, I'll say that.
Boomer and Geo with Phil Simms on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You said a little while ago that the Giants are going to be looking for two quarterbacks. I agree. I think they're going to try to do what the Minnesota Vikings did this past year, not knowing it was going to work out the way that it did, which you bring in a veteran, someone who's bounced around like Sam Darnold, and then you also draft a quarterback. Now, J.J. McCarthy got hurt and out for the year, so there was no controversy when you're going to put the young guy in, and also Sam played great, but... All right, let's say that they do draft a guy. It doesn't have to be one or two. Maybe they trade back or later, and they're going to groom a young quarterback. Which of these quarterbacks that are going to be available, you know, Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, Sam Darnold, is there one out there that you think would fit the Giants to be that stopgap guy in the meantime?
Well, thinking about Kirk Cousins, I would say no. You know, I just don't. What I saw this year ending with the Atlanta Falcons, his physical abilities, playing up here in the cold weather, the windy weather, or Giant Stadium sometimes, that's tough to do. His arm didn't look, you know, his arm, I noticed a difference in his throwing big time this year. It just wore down. When it wore down fast. And he threw footballs that were, you know, not pretty. And, you know, Kirk Cousins, that's the one thing he could do. He was a very good thrower of the football, extremely accurate, and he lost both of those things playing for the Atlanta Falcons. So that wouldn't excite me. I would say this, Gio, who's going to be the head coach? And once we find that out.
I'm talking about the Giants. You know, I'm talking about Brian, you know, Brian Daboll being the head
coach. Oh, I'm sorry. I got wrong there.
Yeah.
No, I would think it's still Kirk Cousins doesn't fit the Giants either, in my opinion.
Well,
I think Brian
Daboll
has said it.
The Giants or the Jets.
Or the Jets.
Right,
no,
exactly.
I don't think he fits either one of these teams.
I mean, but
so.
Who, like what, you know, is Russell Wilson going to be out there? I mean, like all these types, like, these are the types of guys. We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. We're talking about Marcus Mariota. You know, people like that. That comes.
Okay.
And you're not going to get Joe Milton III, who you and I were just like blown away by on Sunday watching the game.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Well, you know, if you watch Joe Milton, started out at, I'll never forget, he was at Michigan. He comes in the game as the second quarterback or whatever, and after about three throws, here's what I said about him. I go, nobody can catch these footballs. He throws it so hard, there's no way you can catch it at the college level. Now, it's a good thing in the pros, and if you follow him up in New England during preseason, the team was crazy over him because every day he goes out there to practice and just it's the skill or the talent is undeniable. And he played very well in the preseason, too. And it was kind of a thing. I actually did some podcasts and go, what was New England thinking? You draft the guy with the third pick of the draft, and then you bring in this physical phenom that he's going to be matched up against. Well, we found the answer. Drake May answered all those questions. But Joe Milton is not Anthony Richardson. He's a much, much more polished passer than Anthony Richardson. So I heard you guys talking about it a little. In a couple years, 2 or 3 years, maybe next year, whatever, he's going to be a guy somebody's going to throw some draft picks up out there. Whenever he becomes a free agent himself, he'll find himself on another football team.
You know, the interesting thing, the Patriots did exactly what the 49ers did the year they drafted Trey Lance and Brock Purdy. So, you know, it's been done before. And then also, I think it was RG3 and Kirk Cousins for Washington.
Yes.
So it's definitely been done before, and I think it's smart. I think you got to just keep in firing shots on goal, unless, of course, you're the New York Rangers and you don't shoot on goal.
Oh, here we go.
Let me
ask you guys here. I've been listening to about the Jets and Rex Ryan. Gio, would you be happy if the Jets made Rex Ryan the next head coach?
No, because I want John Gruden. Obviously, Vrabel was a better option, but they're not going to get him. But it needs to be a guy like that. So it's at first I thought it was a terrible idea, but the more I'm thinking about the other candidates and the first-time head coach that's a coordinator, I don't want to come here because that person will fail. Then I start warming up to the idea. I want someone like Rex more than I want actual Rex. So to be happy, I wouldn't say yes. I would not be happy, but I'd be interested for sure.
Well, it does interest me. It really does in this, for the fact that I look at it this way. He's been up there at ESPN doing his work every week and, you know, and watching football from afar and seeing everybody and how it works out. And I'm sure, you know, he's sitting there and going, he's getting older, of course. He is a smart guy. I never think he's not smart, because he is. And he goes, man, I just want one more chance. What I've learned here, thought about myself, what I could do, and I've been to the Jets, and I think that goes through his mind. You know, Boomer, you and I, if I could go back and play again and be, you know, healthy and all those other things, of course I would go, man, yeah, go back. What did I learn? What have I learned since I've been out? All those things. And I think that's what Rex, it wouldn't bother me if the Jets did hire Rex Ryan again. I don't think they will. But I do think there's a chance, but I think it would have a chance of working out. And the big question would be, what quarterback would he want to have if he did get the Jets job?
Well, this is why I said to Gio, and I have been saying to him, if I speculate and they do hire Rex and they keep Phil Savage as their GM, he's the interim GM right now. So Phil and Rex have a relationship back in their days in Baltimore. You know, right. Rex Ryan is going to want a quarterback that he can win with. And I think that he is the only personality on any of these lists. Maybe Mike Vrabel, but I think we all believe Vrabel is going to go to New England. Rex Ryan is the only guy on any of these lists that has the bombastic personality to be the alpha male in the room and tell Aaron Rodgers, all I want you to do is play quarterback. I got everything else. I'll deal with everything else. You just tell me that you are going to play quarterback. And you're going to be, and you're going to follow my lead as opposed to me following your lead. I'm not giving you everything you want. I'm giving you a chance to be great again, and I want to do that. And I kind of feel like that's the only personality out there under those circumstances. Phil Savage, Rex Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers. Can you see that?
You know, I when I look at it, just to say this, Rex Ryan with Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't mix to me, because they have the same beliefs on what you want to do on offense and all that. Here, I actually thought about this. I think yesterday I said it to somebody. I go, if Rex Ryan did get to become the head coach, of course, he's going to get a new staff and a new coordinator. And I don't know. I just said, man, Rex Ryan and Justin Fields. You know, I don't know what Justin Fields' contract status is, if he could be free after the year's over. But that's what he really wants to do. He wants to smash you in the face on both sides of the football. He wants to run it, manage the game, which he did with the Jets and had some success. Of course, he had Mark Sanchez there. But, you know, Justin Fields, I will say, he's got great talent, a good arm. I'm not going to say he's a polished NFL thrower, but he's good enough to get it done. But that's what I think of when I see
talk about Rex Ryan. You think Garrett Wilson would be happy with that?
No, maybe not. But, you know, Justin Fields, if you watched him when he played with Pittsburgh, he still got the football down the field. And, you know, they were a little, in my opinion, they were way too conservative for him. And when I watch them play, and I've watched their games against teams here in the last few weeks, come on, you can't be more conservative on the offensive side. It's not giving the quarterback enough chances to really show off what they can do.
Well, it would help if his receivers and tight ends would hold on to the ball, for God's sake.
Yeah, but Boomer, it's just not an offense that's going to score a lot of points and help their defense out sometimes. When I watch it, I just go, wow, these are training camp plays just almost every single time you watch them play, and almost all the way through the game. And, yeah, we're going to rely on Russell Wilson's got to throw a moon ball for us to have a better chance to win.
And by the way, that's Arthur Smith, the creative coordinator of the Steelers.
Yes, I know who it is. And, yeah, when he was down in Tennessee, he was a different coach because he had Ryan Tannehill, who was a pocket passer. Plus, he could run a little, but they threw the football down the field, and they were very good at it for, you know, quite a few years there, a couple years. I don't know how many. But, so much speculation. I don't know. I just thought about these things, and I brought it up because, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who they hire.
If not Rex, then who do you think fits?
Well, Mike Vrabel would fit big time.
They're not going to get
him. Like you said, that's not going to happen. Ben Johnson, he's not coming here either, I don't think.
They're not even interviewing him.
Yeah, they're not going
to interview him. So his representation has already said – yeah, thanks, but don't even bother. We're not coming. So yeah. It sounds like just reading Ben Johnson to Jacksonville. And I think that's a great spot for him. I think Jacksonville has a team that can turn it around right away next year. I think they have enough talent all across the board to get that done. Whatever happened down there, I think the biggest thing is they built up this great offensive line. I thought it was going to be special, and it wasn't even close to special. And it was really probably the number one thing that turned this team into what we have seen so far, or what we saw this past year.
I'm going to throw a couple names at you that have been attached to the Jets. You tell me if you think it fits or not. Aaron Glenn and Matt Nagy.
Aaron Glenn would fit just because he is personality and how he coaches. Look, if you, of course, Gio, I'm sorry about the Minnesota Vikings, and I'm not being funny either.
Yeah.
But Aaron Glenn, and I, Boomer and I talked about this, said Aaron Glenn, even though they got all these extra players, all these players that are hurt, and they got this new defense out there, whatever, I said he's going to be aggressive. And they were super aggressive against a really, really good receiving core for the Minnesota Vikings. And not only was it aggressive, it was really smart and creative and everything you'd want. And Aaron Glenn, there is a toughness. You know, when you watch him coach, watch you just watch their defense, watch what they are right now. And, you know, he's learned from a couple people, you know. And I think his biggest guy he probably learned from, of course, is Dan Campbell. And the other one's Bill Parcells. And, you know, he has a great presence, and he can control a football team. So if they take Aaron Glenn, if he becomes the head coach of the New York Jets, as a local fan and all that stuff, I would be very happy about that.
You know, I came in here Monday morning or Tuesday morning, and I was telling Gio, after rewatching Sam Darnold play against the Detroit Lions, the word skittish came up.
You know what, Boomer? When you drop back, and, you know, I always love this for the coach, but I'll get into it. You drop back, and they hit you in the face. And then you drop back again, and they hit you in the face. And it just keeps going on. Well, are you going to drop back and think, well, this will be the time they protect me? So it really became that. And the other thing, and I think you're right there, he did become, I don't like the word skittish, but he did become that guy because he knew and had felt so much pressure. But the wide receivers for Minnesota, they did not do a great job of getting open for him either. And then when they were open, he had no time to throw the football. So it was a little bit of everything. And I just go this, the Detroit Lions were all over everything that the Minnesota Vikings were trying to do on the offensive side.
All right, let's do a little rapid fire wild card weekend, all right? So I'm going to give you a game. You tell me who you like. Chargers, Texans.
Well, I like the Chargers.
Okay.
That's let me just say this. Great example. C.J. Stroud was great last year. Now, if he'd have had the year that he's had this year, last year, we'd be going, oh, my God, he was second pick. He's whatever. So it just shows you how you look at it can really change. But sorry, Gio, go ahead. No,
the other two games here in between are big spreads. You like the Ravens and the Bills, I would imagine?
Yes, I think the Bills, this will be very interesting. Denver, they're a scary football team on both sides of the football, and Sean Payton, they have nothing to lose going up to Buffalo. Bo Nix has not been good for him. He has been great, and Sean Payton's done a good job getting that done. And what was the other game you talked about?
The Steelers and the Ravens. I'm assuming that you'd pick the Ravens in that one.
Oh, sure, I'll pick them, but the Steelers do know how to play them. That's interesting, and they got to start taking some chances and help the quarterback play a little better and give them more scoring opportunities. But their defense has kind of had Lamar Jackson's number, and they know how to play him, which is really interesting. They play really careful, or they're all out the other way. And I think that's kind of caught Baltimore off guard a little bit as they played each other this year.
All right, let's assume that Jalen Hurts plays because it's a completely different discussion
if he
doesn't.
He is playing.
Yes, the Eagles.
Of course.
Eagles hosting the Packers.
Well, what about the Packers? Is there anything yet about Jordan Love?
Nothing really, but it sounds like he's going to play. Christian Watson obviously is out tearing an ACL. That was a big loss for them. And a loss to the Bears at Lambeau last week, which was just absolutely disheartening. So I don't, you know, I'm going Eagles all the way here.
Oh, yeah. You know, listen, Eagles on paper, they're right up there, either one or two to me, as the best teams talent-wise in the NFL. And for the Green Bay Packers, I'm not being funny here or anything, but Malik Willis, when he has come in the game for them this year, he's been really, really good every time he's played for the Green Bay Packers. And the one thing he does, I'm not saying he's Jordan loved, I'm not doing that, but man, can he throw the ball with power, and he is a big-time threat running the football, hey, too. So
could he be one of these guys that comes available in some way, shape, or form next year?
No, Green Bay is not going to let him go. Okay. Listen, if you watched him play, and I know it's preseason, you would go, who is that? And you go, oh, my God, that's Malik Willis. What happened? And he just transformed into this really good thrower, decision maker, everything. And he wanted out of Tennessee because they were going to make him the third quarterback. So he goes to Green Bay. And how does Tennessee feel about that now? I don't know. But, man, what he's – Green Bay said, you got to play. He's answered the bell big time. No
All right,
doubt.
Commanders, well, Bucks.
Yep.
Commanders, Bucks. Well, first one to 40. How's that?
Okay.
Well, maybe 30, but, you know, both of these teams. It's Baker Mayfield's on fire, and the Tampa Bay defense, they gamble, they're just whatever. It's Jake Daniels could have a great day.
Yeah, it should be fun. All right, and then the Vikings going out to L.A. to take on the Rams.
I like the Vikings there. I do. They got that extra day, which was really big, or, you know, playing on Monday. The Rams are very simple, in my opinion, on both sides of the football. I think Minnesota, I think they're one of the few teams that are in this position. They can make a run and win games. Yeah, of course, they could lose to the Rams, but the Rams win games really tight, really close, and this is a game I think Minnesota should win.
All right, Phil, great talking to you. We'll talk to you next week, and I'll see you next week.
All right, Gio. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you guys for having me on.
All right,
the
see
great
you, Phil.
Phil Sims. There every Wednesday, 8 a.m., Phil Sims Spotlight, brought to you by Balance of Nature Whole Food Supplements. Visit balanceofnature.com. It's